Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one timeline of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, sir.
Country folks can, survive.
You are listening to the American Freedom Party Report, coming to you live, as we do every week, and I'm very pleased to announce to you right here, right up front at the beginning of the show, we have just renewed for another full year of live broadcasting on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'll be mentioning this throughout our show today. Our special guest later in the show will be Paul Fromm, the International Advisor to the American Freedom Party. But I want to share all the good news that we will be with you for another year. We just renewed. And the I'll mention in that light, if you are so inclined, please help us fund that next year of broadcasting. And you can do that on our website at theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us. There are buttons there through which you can make contributions, and you could mention in those contributions that you're if you like, that you're helping to fund the radio show. You can also, you may have some creative way of helping us out in funding, and you'd like to talk with me personally about it, you can call me after the show at 701-317-5317. That's 701-317-5317. That's my personal phone number. And any ideas that you have, any way that you want to help, we will be, we'll do our best to make it possible for you to possible for you to help us out. And we had a board of directors meeting of the American Freedom Party earlier today, as we do every other Saturday, and had a great report from Dr. Tom Sinek, one of our board of directors members, who is speaking at the Patriot get-togethers of our sister political parties all across Europe. And the news continues to be nothing but great from Europe and bodes very well for us here in the U.S. that the earthquake, kind of create a metaphor here, or an analogy, the earthquake in Europe has launched a tsunami across the Atlantic, and that tsunami is one of political organization, political resistance by patriots in every European country to our dispossession, a term coined by Wilmot Robertson when he published his great book, The Dispossessed Majority, 10 years in the writing, in 1972. And finally, across the European world, European peoples have had it with that dispossession, and they are now organizing politically. There are many ways to resist. There are many ways to organize, and the political way is one of them. And the sad story in America in recent decades has been that we forewent political organizing, and that was a mistake, because it turns out, as our European cousins are proving right now, political organizing is very effective and is very, in many ways, there's a whole list of reasons that political organizing is vital to a renaissance of European man, as Pat Buchanan calls us, and a renaissance, as Jared Taylor deems what we are engaged in, a renaissance of our people. I'm going to be talking about Jared Taylor later in the show and quoting some recent features that he has had on his website, amren.com, the American Renaissance website. And I'll also be talking about recent articles on the webzine of American Freedom Party director, board of directors member, Dr. Kevin McDonald. So we'll get to those. And I have here in my hot little hands, we'll also be talking about some names in our movement, kind of a little bit of a retrospective here on our last year of broadcasting, kind of a nice chance to look back and also to look forward. I'll be talking about some of the people in our cause who kept the flame lit in years past. I've got here the biography of Carlton Coon. He's one of the folks I'll be talking about. Here's an article on Carlton Putnam, another patriot I'll be talking about. And you now hear me stapling together the bio of, this is going to be, I can tell from the maps here, this is going to be Madison Grant, another sterling figure in our cause. Worth remembering here as we look backwards and forwards. Speaking of Jared Taylor, I might start this article, use up the rest of this segment, and start out with an article by Jared Taylor on the central theme of the American Renaissance Party, slip of the tongue there. Yes, Jared, we are an American Renaissance Party. We are the American Freedom Party, helping you in the American Renaissance. An article by Jared Taylor in American Renaissance. I might end off this segment with that. But before I do that, I'd like to give you the call-in number. This is a call-in show. If you want to talk to Paul Fromm when he comes on the air in half an hour, or talk with me or the audience on the issues that the American Freedom Party addresses, our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 9443, and I think I need to take my pen out and trace back over these numbers because they're getting worn out by the palm of my hand on my mouse pad. 800-313-9443. This is an article entitled America in 2034 by Jared Taylor. And he starts out this way. Every weekday for 2 weeks from June 9th to June 20th of 2014. I'll leave it right there. Don't touch that dial as we come back to Jared Taylor's thoughts on the central issue facing the American Freedom Party. We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can I save my little boy from Oppenheimer's deadly We are on live every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm very happy, extremely happy, to announce that after 1 year of very successful radio, very enjoyable and very productive radio, getting the Patriot message out to a very large number of people, I'm very pleased to announce that thanks to your help, we are now booked for another year on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And this network reaches AM radio stations, internet broadcasters, and satellite. So from their base in San Antonio, or rather in Austin, Texas, pretty close to the Alamo, their base in Austin, Texas, they are reaching lots and lots of patriots. And so we're looking forward now to another full year of Patriot Radio from the American Freedom Party. And we will come up with a lot of innovations that you're going to like. We're going to have many more guests. We will have key intellectual figures in the American Freedom Party and activist figures. We will have them on in greater numbers in the upcoming shows. And we'll also use this show more actively as an organizing tool for the American Freedom Party. You can be of great help. We're booked for another year, but you can help us pay for it. So if you have enjoyed the last year of radio, uninterrupted, nonstop, haven't missed a day of live radio, and you know, it's so important. If you ask, you know, what are we accomplishing with some of the things we do? I'll tell you, by being there, you are accomplishing a lot. By being live, you are accomplishing a lot. By being reliable and something that being stable, you are accomplishing a lot. Because what people in a time like ours, and some of these essays I'm going to read tonight will talk about this, the goal of the enemy is to destabilize things and to frighten people and to cow them into subservience and obedience and into apathy. And what you do, what you're helping do with this show and other Patriot activities like it, is you're announcing over and over and over again to your kinsmen, no, we're not going quietly into that dark night. No, there is a resistance. And no, it is not. It is not hopeless. And there is a resistance here. So this is incredibly important. Just the fact of our existence, just the fact that the lamp is lit, and that you keep that flame lit. This is a very, very important factor in the course of events. Well, here's Jared Taylor. Let me find him again here. I'm in a mountain of such articles. Here's an article from Jared Taylor talking about that very question of keeping the lamp lit. America in 2034. He says, every weekday from June 9th to June 20th, we have run essays by race realist commentators on the future of American race relations. Specifically, we asked them to imagine what America will be like 20 years from now. The 10 contributors to the series whom we published in alphabetical order are, and then they list, starting with John Derbyshire at the top, and then including another great writer, Richard Spencer, the president of the National Policy Institute. I'll read, if I get a chance, from him a little bit, his answers, and Jared Taylor and others. Jared Taylor writes, I don't completely rule out a sudden Soviet-style implosion by 2034, but it's unlikely. The laws of physics will eventually destroy our profligate, corrupt, unnatural system, but it will take more than 20 years. Two decades seems like a long time, but if we travel the same distance back in time, we are in the year the bell curve was published. Has that much changed since 1994? There is therefore the all-too-dreary possibility that 2034 will be only a more haggard and desperate version of 2014. But let us set that possibility aside and assume that current trends have led to colorful consequences. That would mean that the United States kept stumbling down the road to nowhere, but that the absurdities of the system have reached the point that groups, communities, and maybe even counties and a state or two are trying to go their own ways. By 2034, the Hispanics, who have continued to pour into the country, this is a dystopian look into the crystal ball here by Jared Taylor, have continued to pour into the country, have captured several state and local governments. The Congressional Hispanic Congress is the single most powerful voting bloc in Washington, with a huge influence on Democratic Party policy. Cesar Chavez's birthday is a national holiday, and Dolores Huerta's birthday is a holiday in western states. Large parts of the Southwest are slightly upmarket extensions of Mexico. Anyone who does not speak Spanish has a hard time getting a job. Bilingual education means students can graduate from high school without learning English. The U.S. is not yet officially bilingual like Canada, but that will come. The old black-brown coalition that made the Democrats the perpetual ruling party now survives only at the highest level. The presidency alternates informally between blacks and Hispanics. Locally, the two groups stay out of each other's way. Hispanics have no patience for hard luck stories about slavery and Jim Crow, and what used to be MLK libraries and Malcolm X elementary schools now have Hispanic names. Even the most hopped up blacks realize there will never be reparations for slavery. Let's see here, I'll skip down a little bit. Marijuana and amphetamines are legal, and enforcement is spotty for other drugs, so Mexican gangs, which operate with increasing boldness in the U.S., have switched to kidnapping, protection, rackets, and voter intimidation. Where they are most active, mainly in California and Texas, they have driven out all blacks, and whites have moved out voluntarily. White liberals, of whom there are still plenty in the media, occasionally deplore segregation, but most Americans see it as the best way to avoid friction. There is still a substantial white elite that praises diversity programs, but quietly subverts them so that their own children can get ahead. The middle class continues to shrink. Chief Justice Sonia Sotomayor, recently upheld a new interpretation of the white privilege tax, finding that the intent of the law was to assess tax not only on the basis of race, but on privilege, meaning that Asians must also pay. She has also ruled that Asians do not contribute to diversity and therefore cannot be beneficiaries of affirmative action. The federal government has been saved from default only by sharp cuts in Social Security payments. The Hispanic caucus explained that it was immoral to tax a largely black and brown workforce to pay for the comforts of aging oppressors. It is widely understood that the capital cannot continue to be named for a slaveholder. That's Washington. But no one can agree, I'm honored to be a second cousin of George Washington, by the way, but no one can agree on a new name. The government-appointed House of Many Colors Committee is studying a new paint scheme for what is still the White House. And then there's a bit here on...
The ideology powering the Democrats Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep in
into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Tend in that direction. I think wonderful things, amazing things can happen for our people very quickly. And I sense that they will. That's my, I would not have written such a dire forecast myself. As did the great man in our cause, Jared Taylor. Here's an essay that appeared on Jared Taylor's website, amran.com, entitled Senator Rand Paul's Imaginary Libertarian Immigrants by John T. Bennett, who was writing in American Thinker for June 20th of this year. Senator Rand Paul has suddenly become aware of facts that do not exist. Quote, quoting Rand Paul now, immigrants are drawn to the magnet of free market capitalism here in the United States, unquote, he wrote in an op-ed last week. However, over half of Hispanics are literally telling us that they reject capitalism, in quotes, and the two largest immigrant groups, Hispanics and Asians, are voting overwhelmingly for the more anti-capitalist of the two major parties. A 2011 Pew poll asked, quote, do you have a positive or negative reaction to the word capitalism or socialism? Unquote. 55% of Hispanics reported having a negative reaction to the word capitalism. Compare that 55% with self-identified liberal Democrats, 47% of whom had a negative reaction to the word capitalism. Only 32% of Hispanics had a positive reaction to the word capitalism. 41% of blacks and 55% of whites had a positive reaction to the word capitalism. By any measure, the Pew polling data is more accurate and reliable than Rand Paul's musings about why immigrants come here. When Rand Paul talks about what immigrants are drawn to, he does not cite any research or even provide an anecdote. Neither he nor any other Republican can name a single city or state that became more conservative or market-oriented because of mass immigration or racial pandering. Even more disturbing, these people can't name a single conservative party in any Western nation that has won more elections because of non-Western immigration. Paul's only citation is, quote, nation of immigrants, unquote. That stock phrase that we are all bombarded with. That's, writes John T. Bennett in American Thinker, and as quoted on American Renaissance, that's part of the problem with Republican wishful thinking on immigration, quote, reform, unquote. No facts, no reasoning, nothing but blind faith that the GOP can make the ultimate racial pander pay off. Paul is taking the exact same unrealistic, politically correct approach to immigration that Eric Cantor took. Now, of course, you will recall that Eric Cantor is the recently deposed Republican congressman from Virginia who lost in his primary against Dave Brat, an upstart who spent 1/50th of the money that Cantor spent on the primary and beat Cantor soundly by 10% purely on the issue of immigration, for which in which issue Eric Cantor is the poster boy for amnesty. And Dave Brat stood up and said no. He took the populist position that the American Freedom Party takes. Now, Dave Brat will find no welcoming committee in the Republican Party if he goes on to win the seat and goes to Congress as a Republican. He will be hooted down by his fellow Republicans if he takes a strong control our borders stance. And this is why a third party, the birth of a third party, is necessary in America now, and it's the reason for the creation of the American Freedom Party. The data shows something about modern immigration that immigration reformers, in ironic quotes, particularly the libertarian ones, are oblivious to. This obliviousness is odd, given Milton Friedman's immigration maximum, quote, it's just obvious you can't have free immigration and a welfare state, unquote. Last year, Rand Paul himself said, I do agree with Milton Friedman. You can't have open borders in a welfare state, unquote. Something changed, and today Paul appears to have been visited by an apparition, masses of libertarian illegal immigrants. Where did Paul go wrong? This is a question that many of us asked in the 2008 and the 2012 presidential elections concerning Rand Paul's dad, Ron Paul, as we tried our best to influence him to take a strong stand to protect our borders and to preserve our nation and our people. And we failed. Where did Rand Paul go wrong? There is a difference between immigrating to a country because you can get more money there and immigrating to a country because you are ideologically committed to an economic model. Senator Paul would have to be extremely idealistic or blind to the facts not to see the difference between the two. And the difference matters immensely. The bottom line is that any given immigrant could desire both a private sector job and the benefits of welfare. Conservatives insist that welfare and regulation hurt economic growth. But there is an important caveat. An economically depressed America with an expanding welfare state and Democrat control may still provide a better standard of living than what many immigrants experience in a country like Mexico, for instance. California is a perfect example of this perverse outcome, where immigrants seeking jobs have turned the state into a leftist bastion. There is no real inconsistency between wanting a job and promoting the welfare state. There is a trade-off between equality and efficiency, but one can easily work a private sector job and desire income supplements in the form of welfare. The relative economic hardship of the home country makes the American welfare state a comparative gain for many immigrants. Even, substitute the word all immigrants, even if the welfare state constricts the American economy to some degree. If and when America becomes less free market oriented, the immigrant still obtains comparatively greater benefits from our economy overall. This is why it is unsound for Paul to project his libertarian ideology onto others. It may be hard for many conservatives to accept, but it is theoretically possible that immigrants are not always drawn to what conservatives think is the optimal economic model for America. Let me see how Bennett closes this essay. He says, the melting pot is completely broken today. We've got to stop expecting assimilation when all of the factors that once created assimilation are now absent. If we continue to elect leaders that are as ill-informed on the immigration issue as Rand Paul, then we deserve the consequences that are certain to follow. and that appeared in American Thinker. So there's a bright spot there of good thinking.
It comes up.
We'll be back shortly.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063.
There have been a few technical glitches here in the few preceding minutes. So thank you very much for your patience and hanging on. It's worth hanging on for our guest coming into the studio now, who is, metaphorically speaking, Paul Fromm, from, I believe, in the nether reaches of Western Canada, are you not? Paul, are you with us? Okay. All right, folks, Paul is just about with us. I'm actually seeing his smiling face here on Skype. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Paul. Through no fault of your own, we've had a tremendously technically difficult time reaching you tonight, but it's well worth any difficulty to reach the international advisor to the American Freedom Party and one of the most extraordinary champions for our people in our lifetimes, and that is the man who's speaking right now, folks, Paul Fromm. Paul, thank you so much for making yourself available.
Well, I was glad to do it, Jamie.
Well, you know, I spoke with you very briefly on the phone earlier today, and a piece of good news that I shared with the audience earlier is that the American Freedom Party Report, this show, has renewed for the entire next year. So we can look forward to many appearances by Paul Fromm, folks, by Kevin McDonald, by Tom Sunick, by the chairman of the American Freedom Party, William Daniel Johnson, executive director Don Wassel, by Dr. Adrian Krieg, who has written so many great patriot books, and one of our most consistent candidates for office, Harry Bertram in West Virginia, will be on this microphone.
I met him at the AMRAN conference a few months back.
Yes, and the we're really going to have fun in the next year, Paul. We're, you know, being on for 2 hours, which is a substantial block of time in which a lot of ideas can be developed, and we're going to give people a chance to have a live program that they can count on to be their update on their American Freedom Party. We'll be doing organizing over the airwaves and having many more guest appearances by folks like yourself. So this, and as our audience has grown substantially, this is going to be a very exciting year. We had a board of directors meeting earlier today, folks, with the American Freedom Party, and it was at that board meeting that we locked in the next year of American Freedom Party reports on Republic Broadcasting Network. So I'm very happy to announce that, and thank you, folks, out there in our audience for making it possible. You can go to our website, which is theamericanfreedomparty.us, which is a great place to become a member of the American Freedom Party, which only costs $25. And if you want to help support this show and other activities that we're doing, you can contribute also there. So I urge you to do that. And before we get any further, I want to tell you how you can reach Paul Fromm as well. And that is, and I think I can remember it, Paul. You've made it so clear to people. It's Paul at paulfromm.com.
That's right, and that's with two M's. Yes, that's
Paul at paulfromm with two M's .com. Now, Paul, I guess you're in Canada right now. What are some of the latest things you'd like to share with our audience from your work?
Well, you know, there seems to be an outrage a day, but one of the things going on up here has a parallel to what's happening in the United States. At a time when we have just a trifle under 7% officially unemployment, and that's 1.5 million Canadians, and another 900,000, according to Statistics Canada, are involuntarily taking part-time employment. These aren't people who want to be part-time workers. That's all they can find. So essentially, we have 2.5 million unemployed Canadians. But the government continues to pump legal immigration in the hordes. About 265,000 legally a year, almost all from the third world. But in addition, the conservatives, you know, in big quotation marks, three or four years ago, instituted something called the Temporary Workers Visa Program. And what they said was, you know, gosh darn it, we cannot find enough Canadian workers. There's a skill shortage. We just can't find enough Canadian workers. There just aren't the skills, and we just can't find them. Well, you know, any reasonable person would say, well, wait a sec, with, you know, 2.5 million people unemployed, come on. I mean, well, what are you trying to do? Hire a one-of-a-kind neurosurgeon? You know, there's only 10 in the whole world. No. And now a lot of public commentators who weren't prepared to say this a couple of years ago, we were the only ones who did. What it is a cheap labor program, a cheap labor policy to keep wages down and to flood the country even further with people who will work for cheap. But the whole program began to unravel a few months ago. There was some the theory is an employer, if he wants to get one of these permits, visas, has to advertise. And if no Canadians can be found to do the job, then he'll get a visa. Well, the program began to unravel about 2 years ago when a Chinese-owned mine in Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia, said, you know, gosh darn, we can't find Canadian workers. We want 200 and some odd permits to bring in Chinamen. Well, fortunately, at long last, the union woke up from its sleep and said, well, wait a sec. We've got unemployed Canadian miners in coal miners in British Columbia and on the East Coast in Cape Breton. Well, how can it be that you couldn't get any takers? Then they looked at the ads. Wanted, experienced coal miners, Mandarin, essential. Well, okay, there aren't too many unemployed coal miners in Cape Breton who speak Chinese. So that's the way they diddled it. Well, that was only the beginning. Then it turned out at one of our major banks, IT employees were going to be laid off, but they had to train their replacements, who were temporary foreign workers. Well, wait a sec. We were told that they needed this temporary foreign workers program because they just didn't have skilled Canadians to do the job. No, skilled Canadians were being let go. Well, this year it really, really began to get the scandals were kind of one a day. It started out on the West Coast, where I am now, in Victoria, British Columbia, then Duncan, then other cities in Alberta, Ontario, Newfoundland, New Brunswick, and it was always the same story, and it had to do with McDonald's. Canadians applied for what they thought were job openings at McDonald's. They were, in many cases, they weren't even given an application. Then former managers said, no, we were told not to hire Canadians, because what our franchise owner wants to do is to employ temporary foreign workers, most of them from the Philippines, or some from China, and some from Jamaica. And then that story was repeated all the way across the country, in Alberta, wow, and other provinces. But that was only the beginning. Then it turned out other fast food franchises were doing the same thing. I'm a shareholder in one of Canada's iconic companies called Tim Hortons. It's a coffee shop and donut enterprise, and there's practically one on every corner in Canada. Yeah, they're even moving down into parts of the United States like Ohio and Michigan. But anyway, I went to the annual meeting, and at the annual meeting, after all the presentations, there's a chance for shareholders to ask questions. So I put up my hand, and I said, now, you know, we heard a lot about how we relate to our community, and we're 110%